Hey fam, it's your girl Jonna, and welcome back to the Filling My Cup Be Right Back podcast. This podcast is all about inspiring women to fill their cups so that they can pour into the people and passions of their lives. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about keeping it real versus keeping it true. And what's the difference? If we don't get clarity on that, we can kind of be going off the deep end. Of you guys have ever watched Dave Chappelle when Dave Chappelle had his show, but he had this episode where he said, like, when keeping it real goes wrong, and these people were just trying to be so I keep it real, you know, trying to be so real, and it never went good, right? It never went good, and mostly it was just because they were just reacting to stuff that was going on, trying to like prove that they were so real, and just they should have never did that. So that's kind of where the concept kind of comes from, this idea of being real as is more of reaction versus being true is more of responding. When you get giving yourself time to process what you're seeing, what you're experiencing, how you feel about it, and then kind of crafting a response versus just reacting, like, this is how I feel about it and I'm just gonna react. And I think a lot of times people want to be applauded for being so real. And I gotta say, I was probably one of those people too, that was just like, I keep it real. I have said the idea of this podcast being a real talk podcast, right? But, you know, this is from the angle of just being realistic is what I mean by keeping it real. But when I speak about being real versus being true in this sense, I mean having a feeling about something and just going off of that and not giving yourself time to really find the truth in what you are feeling, because your feelings may be real. Like people say, perception is reality. Your perception is how you feel about what you're seeing or experiencing, but that may not be necessarily the truth about it. And so you give yourself time to hear it all and see, and then see what is actually true, what still stands after my feelings and my emotions, my initial reaction phase. And I remember listening to a podcast, and the person explained it as the difference between the sky and the clouds. The clouds being our feelings and the sky being the truth, right? The truth that is there. So the sky, the truth, the sky doesn't move. The sky is there. It's blue, it's there. The clouds are real. They're real. They're there. But they move and they pass. They come and they go. And the sky doesn't try to stop the clouds. The clouds come and go as they please. But the sky is still there. Once the clouds pass, the sky is there. And so that's how I had to start looking at my feelings. And going to therapy really, really helped me, first of all, recognize and acknowledge that that is what I was doing. I was getting stuck in the cloud. And you know, the sky never tries to become the cloud. It just lets the cloud pass on by, you know. And so I was becoming the cloud. I was becoming the feeling. If I was angry, I was just angry. And I was just going to be that. If I was disappointed, if I was frustrated, I just was going to jump in that. Or I was going to be completely resistant to even having the feeling at all. I'm not going to feel anything. And either way is not good. So in that analogy of the cloud and the sky, the goal is to be able to see the cloud, acknowledge that that's a cloud, let the cloud pass, and then see what is really there. Sometimes it's a situation that's happening right there, and then sometimes it's just old stuff that we're just carrying around with us all the time, and we need to kind of like get it up off of ourselves. Acknowledging the feeling without becoming attached to it. I am feeling angry right now. Now I'm angry. I'm feeling anger right now. And in fact, why am I feeling angry? I'm feeling angry because I'm disappointed. I'm feeling angry because I'm frustrated. I'm feeling angry because I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired I'm hungry. I'm hungry and everything is irritating me. And so when you acknowledge like what's the real cause, then you can address it. And then you can let that feeling of anger, frustration, or you know, whatever the feeling is, you can let it pass, because really what's really behind it is I just need to eat something and kind of calm down. Also, sometimes we can kind of make up stories in our own mind based on kind of our feelings. We can make up a whole story about what's really the truth because of all the feelings that we have around it, because we haven't given ourselves a chance to like address the feelings. Why we really feel that way, what is it going on inside of us that's making us feel that way, and less about what the other person or persons is doing that's making us feel that way. And that's how we're able to kind of acknowledge it, address it, and move past it, respond to it appropriately, or just allow it to pass and not respond at all without attaching it to ourselves. For me personally, one of my bigger struggles that I had, that fortunately by going to therapy, I was able to kind of figure out how even in my childhood, it was coming up to me as an adult. And I never really saw how the two were connected until I spoke to a therapist. So that's why I highly encourage everybody to go talk to a therapist. Sometimes you can't talk to your mama because your mama the problem. It's not in a bad way, like, you know, something that your mom did to you, like really, really bad, but just this experience that you had with her, like she's not even aware of how those things affected you and how you're maneuvering through life as an adult. So you may talk to her and she's like, "Girl, ain't nothing wrong, you fine." No, really, there's a problem there. Me personally, I know as a child, there was a lot of high expectations. And so I found that myself as an adult have very high expectations for myself, and I get very frustrated, or would get very frustrated when I feel like I'm not meeting the expectation. When I feel like I'm being criticized or put down or anything, like I get very upset about that because I don't like that uncomfortable feeling. I don't like the feeling of feeling like I'm not doing it right when I know I'm trying. And so that feeling is real. That feeling is real, but I would get so attached to that feeling and not wanting to feel that, that I would not just let it pass. I could not let things pass. So I'd be very defensive. And it showed up a lot, of course, in my relationship with my husband, because he's the person I spend the most time with. Just resistant to anybody having something to say because of just the level of like shame and discomfort that would come from just being a kid. Someone's always correcting you as a kid. Somebody is always correcting you. Not doing this right, not doing that right, not doing this right, not doing it. Do this, stand up, sit down, don't wear this, don't wear that. You know, it's constant. Not feeling like you can make your own choices and make your own decisions. And so then as an adult, you just become, I became very resistant to that. And anyone who tried to give me criticism, even if it was constructive, I would find myself being resistant to that because it felt like to me that I was being put down, and I just didn't like that feeling. But as I started going to therapy and kind of recognized that, okay, this is an experience that you had, but don't look at it like that. You know, it's okay for somebody to be upset with you. It's okay for somebody to not like what you did. That's okay. It's very uncomfortable. Nobody likes that feeling of knowing this person is disappointed in you or uncomfortable with you. Nobody likes that feeling, because what you think is going to happen is you think their love and affection is going to be withdrawn from you. That was the big fear, that if you're upset with me, then that means you're not gonna love me, or you're gonna withhold something from me. You're gonna take something from me. And how that translated to an adult was, oh, you can't be mad at me. You can't be disappointed with me. I gotta tell you why and how I did it and what my intention was, and I didn't mean to do it this way. Instead of just being able to sit in the space, the truth is you did something that made the person feel disrespected, or you did something disrespectful. You did something damaging. You did something hurtful, and you need to apologize for what you did. Well, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm sorry if what I did made you feel that way, then I'm sorry. That's you keeping it real. But the truth is, you did something you should not have done. You said something that was disrespectful. You said something that was inappropriate. You said something that was hurtful. And while you may have not intended for the person to be hurt, they are. And so instead of giving yourself the out, because, well, that's just how I feel and I'm being real, no, walk yourself back and say, I apologize when I did XYZ. I should not have done that. If these are people that you love and you care about and you want to have relationships with, you have to learn to do that. Sometimes you even have to do that with yourself. Sometimes you really have to forgive yourself. We're so caught up on intentions that we just don't say, you know, I really messed that up. Once I got out of that, allowing this feeling of discomfort and this person is upset with me or they don't like what I did or they feel away. Once I got out of that and let that pass, and then I could say, okay, what's the truth? The truth is, you really did say such and such or whatever, and you didn't have to say that. Okay, that's dealing with truth. We're talking about the things and the people that are important in your life. You know, this is kind of how we have to move through, and it improves your relationships with other people so much. Part of the reason why we have a lot of conflict in relationships is because we try so hard to be real and not being true. We're not being honest with ourselves about the stuff that we're doing because we want to lead with our intention and judge everyone else by their actions. We have to judge ourselves by our actions. I did it. I said it. But don't try to like get yourself out of it by saying, oh, you know, if you feel that way, if that's how you feel, or people, so everybody else is sensitive. That was me. I was that person. Everybody else is just sensitive. Y'all just can't take somebody keeping it real. You just can't take it. But the truth is, sometimes the things that I was keeping it real about, I didn't need to. I needed to let them clouds pass. Just to let the cloud pass. It's not even my business. It's not even directly tied to me. It doesn't matter. I give you an example that's like super petty, but I say this all the time about loading the dishwasher, right? I don't like the way my husband loads the dishwasher. But guess what? That is a feeling. It's a cloud. The sky is, that man loaded the dishwasher and I didn't have to. That's the truth. The feeling is, well, he didn't load it this way and the bowls are turned the wrong way and that's supposed to be on the top and he put it on the bottom. Yes, I could keep it real with him and try to tell him you got to do it like this and it should be done like that. But the truth is, the dishwasher is loaded and I didn't have to. Let the cloud pass. And I use that example because it's petty, right? It's petty. Me and my husband joke about this all the time because I used to be the person that would be like, why you load the dishwasher like that? You shouldn't be mad about me asking you or saying something because don't you want to do it right? Don't you want to do it better? As if my way of doing it is better. That's my truth, but it ain't his truth. His truth is the way he load the dishwasher is best, and that's how he want to do it. At the end of the day, the truth is, I want the dishwasher to be loaded and I don't want to have to do it. Who cares? So that's an example, you know, a petty example of how that can work for you. So keep that in mind as you're going about your day and you start feeling feelings. Give it a minute. Let that cloud pass and see what's really the truth behind it. Where is the sky behind it? And then address that. It takes work, but it really can help our relationships when we approach them in that way. And not just our relationships with the spouse, our friendships, family relationships, work relationships, or just even how we just move about our day as we engage with other human beings on the planet. The more that we do this, it helps us to kind of be able to feel our feelings and let them pass, you know, and find the truth. Keeping it real ain't all this crap that to be, y'all. Okay? Don't get yourself hurt out there or hurt other people so busy trying to keep it real. Okay? Okay. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. I hope that you were able to fill your cup, and we'll be back in the next episode. Bye.